Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Cowens moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Lockhock scores. Cowens scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. One out. It's 8-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spencer strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Soderholm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Kirkwood covering, for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. McRae reaches second base with a double. Josie Depp pinch runs for Hal McRae. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zdeb moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer has Zdeb trapped. There's the throw to Essien and over to Soderholm, who tags Zdeb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Otis strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gamble strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing third base. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa juggles the ball. That's an error on Hysa. Lemon moves to third. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Royals. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa juggles the ball. That's an error on Hysa. Soderholm moves to third. Brohmer moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Brohmer moves to third. Essien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Royals. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.